We certainly don't make it easy on ourselves, but we did find a way to win, and I think the only way that happened is the players did it at halftime. They do believe they were going to win, so that's basically the way it happened. I think if you look closely, we were minus one, but we traded off some of the really bad or good plays, and I think that was a very positive. You know, we start the game off, who even fathomed starting the game off like we did? But then we block the punt. You know, they intercept the ball and score. We intercept the ball and go to the 3-yard line, or I guess the 5-yard line. So it kind of went back and forth. Andre Brown, certainly, I told you 40 carries the other day. I didn't mean to mislead you. It was 30. But he gave us what we needed. He had a little spark out there, there's no doubt. Some power runs, and he just by a little bit almost broke free a couple of times as well. Our defense rose up in the second half. The goal line stand, the illegal procedure, put the ball back on the 5-yard line. That was huge. So they kick field goal and keep it within range for us. So all those things contributed. I would have certainly liked to have scored a touchdown. We have studied teams that have left the ball on the 1-yard line. San Diego did that. Pittsburgh did that. And in fact, it cost them the game. So in this case, when we didn't get in, we kicked field goal, and we were fortunate enough because of field position and our defense to be able to hang in there and win the game. So, you know, a lot of outstanding plays and a lot of bad plays, to be honest with you. Some things that that we just going forward have got to do a better job of. The wind was a crosswind, so it depended. It seemed like it was swirling all the time, even pregame it was swirling. And we were trying to make the call, you know, on whether or not we were throwing the ball very well pregame into it, with it, you know, whatever, into the swirling wind or not. But we were doing that. So in talking with Eli, I didn't think it was a major factor there. We had taken the ball the last two games and won, and then we took the ball today. That's very impressive, and he was, you know, he had 4 or 5 guys jumping on his back there for a while, but the league and the policy as far as the 3-week buildup after you've been on this, you know, short-term PUP, is a good thing. You know, if over the course of those 3 weeks, I think he built his stamina, his confidence. I know when he first came back, he felt he was missing some cuts and he wasn't as natural as he or instinctive as he wanted to be. But I think with the course of the 3-week period, the 21 days. I think he felt better about it. We were. Unfortunately, we got pressure ourselves, too, which, you know, that gave us a bad taste in our mouth there. But we got pressure right away. We got some pressure later on. Their punter did an outstanding job of keeping us backed up, way backed up. Our field position, particularly in the first half, wasn't very good. Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that this is very rewarding, very satisfying. You know, perseverance does pay off, and he is a guy that has persevered. You know, he tore the Achilles, then he was off our team, then he came back, he gets hurt with the leg, he gets hurt again. He hangs in there. You know, give Jerry some credit for thinking that he would be back, and he is back, which in the same season with a break in the last preseason game, so we're real happy. But, I mean, there's no question. I don't think you can say enough about, you know, him in one game coming back, hadn't been hit, literally, you know. And that was my concern going in, was ball security. He hadn't even been tackled.
On the same vein, what would you say about Terrell Thomas?
How about that? Yeah, the same kind of – the same belief in himself, the same feeling that the desire to always make it back, believing that he could, and then making that play today – he's a smart football player. He's a good football player. You saw Terrell with his tackling a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know that he had as many tackles today, but he certainly was the man on the spot for the interception, and it's a shame he didn't get in the end zone. Huge. Oh, huge. I mean, they're in, you know, they're at midfield or wherever it was, and all of a sudden in our offense gets the ball. We hadn't had the ball. Third quarter, they had the ball. But all of a sudden, we got the ball on the 5-yard line. You know, we're holding our breath for the replay, although we felt he was down. But then it came from the 3 back to the 5. So.
Yeah.
No. I decided that regroup was better. We've taken the ball with 41 seconds and driven it the length of the field, and Eli has been superior in that situation. I thought we had quite a ways to go with not a lot of time. We've done it before with that much time, so that's on me. It was my decision to get in there at halftime, and thank goodness it worked. I don't know. I don't have a lot of this locker room. This halftime, you know, I told the guys to get their chins up. It was a little bit quiet, but I told them exactly what I believed. And we've been in a lot tougher situations and circumstances before. That this was certainly one difficult situation, but it wasn't the toughest we've ever been in. So we thought we could come back. Well, he did have a guy coming off the corner. He did have one up the middle. And we had a basic route on. I think he let it go and didn't even see the nickel. But he was there.
What did you guys do to try and slow down Terrell Pryor? Your defensive line obviously had a pretty good game.
Well, we did. But we had a couple of occasions where they did a nice job and blocked everybody that we had assigned. And he came, you know, with the keeper play. On the edge. We did a good job, I thought, of the sprint out contain or the bootleg contain. He hurt us a little bit, but I thought we were in good position. And a few times, you know, we got the intentional grounding. We tackled him behind the line of scrimmage a couple of times. So I think we were in good contained position with that. But I will have to look at the option, the keeper stuff, because he hurt us with that.
Any update on JPP? He went out, came back in the game.
No, he came back in the game. That's the best I can do. Means we have not only balance, but we've had balance. I mean, we've had 31 and 32 carries the last couple of games, but we not only do we have balance, we've got some production.
How much does that workload, the game plan, and how much does that just him having success?
Well, nobody draws a play up that you don't block everybody, so they're all blocked on paper. It doesn't happen in the field, but. You saw, I mean, he made some plays after first contact, and probably quite a few of them. I'm sure it did. He's been so solid and so sound. And, I mean, I could write a book about screenplays this year. I have nobody, what in the world is going on? Is it Halloween every Sunday? All we do is call a screen and we go, okay. We're glad to be home. We're glad to be home, and now we can turn to the next guy. Well, we're trying to go one game at a time and see where we are. You know, we've just made another notch closer.